Good day and welcome to the Market Watch on Nova's business report. My name is Michelle. Today I'm speaking to Floris Berg from Capricorn Asset Management, and we're going to talk about the oil markets, knowing that inflation is a story that is just not going away. And it seems like it's persisting across the globe. We all know that one of the components, and an important component, is the cost of fuel. So, Floris, tell us, what is the latest happening in the oil market?
Hi, Michelle. Yes, of late we've seen quite a bit of volatility in oil prices. And unfortunately for us, for the year so far, if one looks at the oil price in Namibian dollar terms, it is up nearly 20% so far, while we actually have seen a very small move in fuel pricing in Namibia so far, actually quite puzzling. So I am a little bit afraid that we're going to see a bit of a catch up in Namibian fuel prices coming through in the next month or three because of the disparity between the movement in the oil price in dollar terms and the domestic fuel price. So what we have seen is that oil price, or rather gasoline prices in the US have climbed quite a bit, while we also note that the US is actually the biggest oil producer in the world today, but it's also the biggest consumer. But on a net basis, they are an exporter. But if you look at the top 10 countries, you see that the top five of the top 10 producing countries are OPEC nations, but five are actually non-OPEC producers. So there is quite a bit of production of oil in the world outside of OPEC. So these days, OPEC in and of itself is not the be-all and end-all of oil pricing. And luckily, what we have seen is oil prices increase like they have over the last few months. It usually leads to a bit of a tapering of the OPEC production cuts. So hopefully oil prices will going to start to decline again, but for now, I think we are still in a bit of a oil, I wouldn't call it a shock.
So, in other words, we would have had to have seen a few more increases than what we have seen in Namibia. I think we have been quite stable in those prices in the past and tried to have reserves to sort of smooth out the volatility. Is that still the case then? So am I right in understanding that you're expecting still some increases in the fuel price for Namibians?
Yes, I've actually penciled in a few hikes over the next 3 months, and that would mean that inflation in Namibia is likely to decline a bit from the 4.5% that we have had the latest price inflation. So we're probably going to move to around 5% over the next few months, which is not a great shock, but there still is a bit of an upward pressure. Because
Yeah. So, Floris, just take us then to your inflation expectations. I mean, last week now the Bank of Namibia kept the repo rate flat. And we understand the reasons also following from what is happening in South Africa. At the beginning of the year, it was about, cuts and when the cuts are coming. What are your sort of predictions now for 2024?
yeah, like I mentioned, I think we're going to see a bit of an upward peak in Namibian inflation over the next 3 to 4 months. But by the end of this year, I still foresee that Namibian inflation could be below 4%. So for the year as a whole, to average around the unofficial midpoint of 4.5%, just going back to the fuel price, fuel is 5% of the basket. So a 10% increase in fuel adds 0.5% to headline inflation directly, not to mention the second round effects. So yeah, I still feel there will be room to lower interest rates in the second half of this year, but in Namibia's case, probably the first cut that you can expect is in August. But that would be the probability is low, so but a later lowering of rates.
Yeah. Tell me,
Because
Floris, is there a divergence between our inflation and South Africa's inflation at the moment?
Yes, now of late we've seen the number of inflation falling to a 4.5%, whereas in South Africa it's still 5.3%. So there's a little bit of a divergence, but it's not something that would make for a divergent monetary policy really, or even questions about the Fed.
Definitely not the peak. So maybe just a final question. A few weeks ago, there were issues in the Red Sea that affected the supply of goods and a lot of the world trade that went through those straits. I haven't seen anything of late. How big of a problem is that still, and the effect on our inflation going forward?
Michelle, yes, it's difficult to say. I have a very good sense of how big the supply disruptions really are and in what goods and services. But just on the oil side alone, I think that the recent developments will make the central banks a lot more wary to lower interest rates this year, because the disruption that you're referring to, combined with the oil price move, that leads to a bit of inflation fears coming back. And globally, we've seen that in the big economies, inflation has become a little bit more sticky than what people expected earlier this year. So it seems like the cycle is being pushed out, and the mantra has become higher for longer as far as interest rates go.
Now, we'll have to see what that does for growth. Floris, thank you very much. That's unfortunately all that we have time for today. Appreciate your insights. Until the next time.